This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin, in response to you, I think, Jory Epstein posted in November 2018, Cowboys defensive end Tyrone Crawford mentioned a community policing initiative he plus teammates had begun.
Okay, great.
Quote, it's something you have to plan out, he said. You don't drop it until it's right. Here's the Cowboys' first ending, or first video, and it will end with, we can be better. Now, we are about to play that audio.
Tyrone Crawford is one of the people in that video. I saw at least Dak, Sean Lee, Zeke, and Tyrone Crawford. I only had one chance to watch it, but I saw at least all of those people in the video.
There are some moments in here that will be music and that are visual, but there is a very strong statement here from the Cowboys in the first first of this series of videos that they are going to put out at DallasCowboys.com. Let's hear it right now.
Right now, there's a standoff kind of right here behind me.
They are calling for justice. People of all different races, all different backgrounds, all different ages.
The protesters we talked to didn't care about the curfew.
They're chanting, as you can hear right behind me.
They cared about getting their message out.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Protests creates a conversation that strikes questions that have to be answered.
We all have these ideas and thoughts about the way we think things happen and go down in the world, and being able to expose each other to how it really goes, that's how you figure out where you can help.
Are we having tough discussions?
Yes.
No one likes talking about race.
How can we respect each other, have compassion for each other, make change, and then become closer as a community?
Do you understand why people feel that way about cops?
The assumption because I'm black is that I'm a criminal. I hate being stereotyped. It's the same hate I have being stereotyped the 33 years I was a cop.
Just know that we aren't all the same.
Nobody hates a bad cop worse than all of us good cops.
The distrust is there for a number of reasons, and it's more than just a stereotype. It's been our history.
You gotta go around me.
If we come together, if we see our neighbors as we see ourselves, and we all believe in helping one another, that social justice is possible. And it's not only possible in our communities, but it's possible across our country.
There you go. That is the audio from the Cowboys video they posted. And like you said, Kevin, Zeke, Tyrone Crawford, Dak, you can see Byron Jones in that video, all sitting around talking with the police chiefs, with judges, having a conversation and trying to figure out. Now, they've been doing this for a while, and so this is released at the time that they feel was the right time for it. We'll see what continued future it has. Now, it sounds It sounds like they're more focused on, rather than what's going on right now, what they can do to change that down as we go along, right? That's what a lot of the conversation sounded like, was let's look forward. We have all these questions. It's all come from this stem of hate. But what things can we do now to change it?
Okay, this is a fair question. I hadn't really thought about this because from the 214, I got chills, man. That's beautiful. But from the 303, and this was the question that Mike posed to begin with. That's great, and I appreciate all of that, and it is a very excellently done video. The most famous person from this organization is not in the video. And that question was asked from the 303. I'm not sure. Maybe he thought this is for the players. This is not for me. Maybe it was something different. I have no idea. But if that was the immediate reaction from one person, I have a feeling it will be the reaction from a lot of people, is why Jerry is not in there. I don't know.
You think he will be? I mean, like, again, this is just the first of a series, and it looked like there's more conversations with each one of those players,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
and I wonder if, Kevin, if this was those players, because I told y'all before the show, I think the best approach for the Jones family is to go in, instead of going into the locker room and saying, we're going to do this. I mean, because obviously you want to try and establish leadership and give guys a direction. But don't you go into the locker room and say, what do you guys want to do? What can we do? What can we all do together? How can we come up with something? And like that, and then, you know, let them be empowered by that. And what I saw, Kevin, with those, that group of players, it looks like they felt empowered with the access that Jerry Jones has to a lot of things, you know, places to be and stuff like that, and people. I think that they use some of that access to create this and get it started.
You could be 100% right about that. I also have a pretty decent feeling for how society works, and the fact that the Cowboys were the last local team to put it out there. In fact, there are, I don't know how many NFL teams are left, but they're one of the last major sports franchises to put anything about it out. And people take timing into account, fair or unfair. You got to be there first. You got to be there first. Like, that's the thing in journalism, and that's the thing it seems like now with activism for some people, is you got to be there first, or I don't put as much behind your statement. And that's probably not fair if you really needed to, like, think it over, which a lot of people do. This is an important thing. You can't just throw a statement out there. And I totally get that. But I know what the naysayers are going to say. They are going to say, why did it take so long for this to come out, and why is Jerry not in it? I am not by any means saying that that is the appropriate way to look at it. I'm just reflecting on the way our society works and the fact that we already got those texts and somebody followed up by saying maybe he'll be in one of the later series. That's right. But if he's not, that speaks volumes.
One thing about this, and I'm asking questions to clarify, I'm not like being accusatory or being passive aggressive, because I mean, as you guys on the fan cam and you guys can see, I was doing a lot of running around to get, you know, this audio prepared to be played. You said that this has been, they've been undergoing this type of series for, they've been working on it for 2 years?
No, they said they have been having conversations about social injustice for 2 years, which I said I did not recall, to which point, sorry, Corey, I forgot.
Jory Epstein.
Jory Epstein put out a thing from Tyrone Crawford about going back to November of 17 or 18 about how they had started working on something. I did not recall that at the time.
Okay.
And if they have, good for them. I just don't remember that.
So we don't really have a stated start date on when they started working on this and were putting this together. So
correct.
Let's consider that. But I mean, as someone has noted, you did have Byron Jones in there, you know, and when was the last time that you had Byron Jones around to like be able to put this together? We've seen the Dallas Cowboys turn things around. Like, it is worth questioning, like, why is it that this video was put together right now, or maybe not put together, I don't know when it was put together, why is it right now, if they were holding it, what were the circumstances under which this video gets put together with footage that we can fairly assume has been from further back and it's released now?
I doing some thinking on the fly here.
I am as well. Like I'm saying, this is not me being accusatory. I am asking legitimate questions that I am trying to figure out as well.
From the 940, I'm going to ask you three, and then the fan texters can weigh in. From the 940, perhaps because Jerry can't relate to the struggle of the black community, he felt it necessary that the players who have been affected use their voices and he can chime in later. That's a great point, and that could be 100% true. I'm not disputing that at all. My question for you three is, if the video ended with Jerry Jones, who says, obviously I'm white, I do not understand the struggles of the black community, but I want to, and I want to do a better job of listening. Like, don't you think that would have been pretty damned effective? I know some people will always find a way to tear apart every single thing, but do you think that would be effective, or is now not the time?
Yeah, I do. Was Sean Lee was in that video?
He was.
Okay. I think the power being in the players' hands is really strong too. And the players representing the Cowboys in this communication is really strong too. Is it awkward that the guy who has his own, you know, he's the face of the Dallas Cowboys, whether you like it or not. And he's not, his face isn't there right now. You know, like, is that a little weird? Yeah, absolutely it is. But is the fact that the players are empowered in this strong? I like that part. And that's, I guess maybe I'm just too optimistic about it. That I'm looking at it from, hey, look, this is released. This is good. This is good. I like that they're pushing it out there.
And I know. Good.
I don't want to sit here and be too upset that one guy's missing whenever there are some very important faces that are actually there, and they look like they actually did some strong work together with the community and with the police.
I guess what I would say, and I'm not a Jerry Jones fan. I put that out. I love the Cowboys. I'm not a huge Jerry Jones fan, but what we don't know is we don't know if Jerry told the Dallas Cowboys communications, I don't want to put anything out immediately. I want you guys to do a video and get, you know, these people involved in it, and we're going to do multiple ones. I'm throwing out I don't knows, okay? But I think what's really important for Jerry Jones is, and I know he loves being the face of the Cowboys. He loves that he's the Dallas Cowboys. So that's where it is a little bit like, man, when you put out something like this and he wants to be the face of the Cowboys at almost all times that he's not in it, and maybe he'll be in another one, is it's very important, I think, I don't know for him, but that the players understand that he's on their side and that the way that he handled 2017 was not the best way, and then he's going to handle it very different going forward. And if the players feel that way, then I think Jerry will be, I don't know if okay is the right word or whatever, but I get it. We want it all because we're media. We want it all because we're fans of the Dallas Cowboys. But really, probably what's important is that he really makes sure that the whole organization, and including the players, know where he stands on all this.
I do want to point out also, in the statement, Kevin, it said the program was initiated and is being led by the team's players and is being facilitated by the organization. So, I think the main point may have been, look, this is in the players' hands. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Now, being facilitated by the organization, does Jerry – now, a lot of people might say, well, his face is in it. Now you've detracted from it.
I've seen a lot of feedback. I want to point out the flip side to these things, because we're processing it literally the same time you are. From the 817, Jerry doesn't want to make it about him. Another 817. If Jerry had the closing statement, don't you think people would have torn down Jerry? Anyway, that is probably a fair point. And from the 830, I take it more seriously coming from the players than I would watching Jerry turn it into a circus. So I understand both sides. And for the people asking about the critical aspect, just remember the way we started it is, this is how society operates. I am not saying shame on the Cowboys or anything like that. I am telling you what I think some of the feedback for this is going to be.
And I'm super interested, because this is something that, as again, conversations were supposedly started 2 years ago. This is something that we've heard is that they're working on for a long time. I'm excited to see what other things are also happening, right? Like, the video is important, but I think in the pre-show we were talking about how, you know, the baseline is putting out these statements. But above the baseline, especially if they've been working on it for 2 years, I imagine that they have to have made some real groundwork on what type of programs or, you know, actions that they're going to do. And I'm super excited to see what those are, because, like, that's the stuff that I believe everybody understands to be what will make some level of change or some level of action. The statement is great so that we have some understanding of where you stand. But then once we know where you stand, I want to see action. So I'm excited to see what's coming.
Well, and I mean, did Dak not take a little bit of a step with action? He said he was, right? I'm donating money to try and for this.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
If he had conversations with those police chiefs, the in DFW, and judges. And Reggie, you know how much I like to talk about county executives and district attorneys and all that.
Yeah.
If he had those conversations and they said, this is one way, and there are other teammates that are like, all right, well, then while you're doing that, I'm going to donate here. While we're doing that, maybe we can raise more funds here. Maybe that is action in play.
This might be the truest thing I've seen texted in all day because it speaks to the way our society works. And if you missed it, we literally did a segment to start the 12 o'clock hour. If Jerry continues to not speak and demands his players stand for the national anthem, could that be bad for locker room morale and lead to a bad season? Somebody pointed out at 9:45 we teased it, so maybe the Cowboys had 2 hours and 15 minutes to put it together. But right when that segment started, the Cowboys released their two-minute video statement that they said is the first in the part in a series. But from the 505, you'll know if the players support this video if they post it to their Instagram story. That might be the truest thing that I've heard texted in all day, because that seems to be the way our culture works at times.